Your priorities are insanely well-established. They're conscious or unconscious, but they're insanely, incredibly well-established. If I parachute into your life and we just look back at your last 3, 6, 9, and 12 months in your calendar, and we see what you've been focusing your time on, there it is. We think one day I'll establish my priorities. I'm like, they're already established. Are you happy with them? Is there something that needs adjustment there? Is there something you need to change there? Everything begins with, are you taking time seriously? Are you aware of the gift of life? Do you have a philosophy for what you want your life to be about, and you're managing the time to manifest that?
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Subtract, simplify, systemize. I'm sure you've heard this type of concept before. It's going through your calendar and removing things. To become more time efficient and enjoy your life, you need to remove some things. Like subtracting for me, as an example, I got rid of networking events and that weren't learning events. You know, things are just like, hey, let's all gather and network around cocktails. I was like, that's done. I added that in my 20s. I was like, that was taking so much of my time in my 20s. And it was cool because, yeah, I'd meet some people, but it wasn't moving me forward towards my goals. I love meeting people, but then I found out the best place to network is actually at personal development type conferences or business type conferences, places where it's like intentional based learning, because I want to get around learners because learners are achievers. And so it's like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get rid of all those random meetups that just make me tired and drain me from energy. I'm going to get in learning environments where I'm amplified. So I subtracted those types. What are you subtracting? Some of you are subtracting Netflix. I love it. Social media. I love it. Some of you are subtracting. This is so good, by the way. Meetings. This is super good. What else? More social plans. Yep. Good. I think that's so important. You know, putting limits on lots of different structures. You got to know what you need to subtract. It's really important. The other thing is to simplify. There aren't that many things you need to be doing. You feel like there are, but probably only three or five of them actually move the needle. And as soon as you identify those, in high performance habits, it's called prolific quality output. And so we're always looking like, what is the things that we need to do? And there's probably only a couple of them that actually move the needle the most. Pay attention to those. Simplify, simplify, simplify. I always tell people too, you want better time management, simplify all the things you want of life. You know, like this setup is so simple for me to run. There's a light here, a camera there. My laptop is here. You can actually see. There it is. Okay. And a microphone. That's it. I used to have all this fancy rigging and lighting stuff. Nope. Now it's one box right there. Good to go. Right. My podcast station right over there, one mic on it, simplified, everything off the desk. Right over here where I work, simplified, everything off the desk. Just simplify your life. I promise you'll be happy about it.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it. To earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show is called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot. You'll be motivated. And you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.
And then systemize. Systemize means what do you do on a consistent basis that either a tool online can do or a person can do. And it's about systemizing, like writing down the rules, writing down the process, handing that off, delegating that or automating that with your system changes everything. Just like maybe you're doing marketing and you go, oh, instead of me doing all this outbound all the time, I'm going to automate that process. When they come in, the actions are triggered with the emails and the messages afterwards. That prevents you from having to do all the outbound yourself all the time, right? It's like you have to go, what's the goal? Well, the goal is to get more clients. Okay, my goal is to get more clients, but I don't have the time to talk to everybody. Huh, how can I systemize that? Build an online funnel or some other type of attraction campaign that allows me not to have to be doing all that all the time. And most of my life has just run on systems. It just happens. It just runs. It's just a routine and rhythm. And that happened when I was broke. That happened when I got more successful. You just get better and better at it. Okay. Last big idea. And that is, make sure you're doing pit stops throughout the day to revitalize your mind, your eyes, your body, your spirit, your energy. You've heard that talk before. Time management is really energy management. And that is so true. We actually don't need, for most people, once they do the things we've talked about, now they just not need to burn themselves out. And burnout is not what most people think. Burnout is like literal. You just burn the whole time. If you're burning, I mean, you're going all day, not stopping, you're burning. And maybe you're talented, you're an amazing high performer, and you can burn all day for weeks and months, some of you a year, some of you a decade on end, but it catches up with you. It catches up with your soul and your spirit. It catches up with your focus. It catches up what you say yes to. It really messes you up if you don't take pit stops throughout the day. A pit stop throughout the day means every hour or every other hour, you take a significant break to rest your eyes, to take a bunch of deep breaths, to reconnect with your body, to move around, and to come back to your desk and go, okay, let me reorient. Should I be doing right now? Okay, good. It's the simple stuff of get up, move around. You know, I get up every hour. I stand, I bounce in place. I close my eyes. I take 10 deep breaths. Then I'll hit the ground. I'll do a bunch of vinyasa flows, downward dogs, et cetera, over and over and over and over again. I'll walk around my house. I'll get 2 big glasses of water. I'll come back. I'll go, okay, what do I need to focus on? And I've re-energized my mind and body. It might take literally 5 minutes every hour, but that's how day after day after day, I can maintain my energy. Because it's not just about maintaining work. A lot of people can work and burn all day, but because they're tired, the creativity isn't there. They're burned out and they're still working. You need to energetically break from the work, energetically break from the family, energetically break from the day, and reconnect and revitalize your mind, your body, your spirit. I tell people all the time, most people's headaches is actually a visual fatigue headache, especially today with the scrolling and the glare. And so you just need to close your eyes a couple times a day. Your eyes, if you've ever seen one of those neural images of like an fMRI, like your eyes are directly connected to your brain. And so there's a lot of visual fatigue that leads to mental fatigue. So just closing your eyes and taking a bunch of deep breaths throughout the day can be transformative for people who are just used to burning. But you need that break. Most people need more breaks than they think they do. The average high performer takes a break every 52 minutes across the day. 52 minutes, take a break. That's it. That could be get up, get some water, walk around, come back. So simple, right? I take a little bit longer because I have to be on throughout the day. So I need to really recharge throughout the day.
Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.